What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome to the Thursday. Yes, the Thursday edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. This podcast is always found on bettingpros.com, and it's always being brought to you by our friends at BetMGM. And yeah. So yesterday was a rough day. So every year in mid-October, after the NFL gets started, I kind of crash and I kind of have a brain meltdown. And that's what happened yesterday. And I am really sorry. I'm very embarrassed. It normally happens once a year, once a season in football season, where I literally get so turned around that I don't know where I am. And I thought yesterday was Thursday. You probably heard the podcast. I thought I was making plays on Thursday Night Football. I thought I was making plays on college football for Thursday night. So I was not. But my baseball plays were on, and we went 1-1 on our baseball plays, taking two overs yesterday, and the overs went 3-1. And wouldn't you know it, the one game where the over did not hit was the game I bet the over, and I didn't win. We got the Yankees and the Rays right over easily on 9. Every game in that series so far has gone over. And unfortunately, we missed on the Braves and the Marlins. I thought we'd see some runs there. We did not. But the other games, Dodgers and the Padres, was an epic game. That game went over. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those situations where if you want to bet overs again today and just bet them blindly, I don't hate it. I don't dislike it. I mean, I think the ball is juiced. I mean, the home run numbers are insane. And some people gave me some pushback and said, well, during the day or in the afternoons, this time of the year, the ball sometimes flies out of Southern California. You know, there could be some wind and, you know, no. I just no. I'm just not buying it. I mean, I'm just not buying the home runs in Texas and the home runs in California. I'm just not buying them, okay? You can disagree. I just think the baseball is doctored. I think they want the home run. I think they've been looking for the home run to get ratings, and it's runs everywhere. Pitching stinks, too. Certain teams aren't pitching very well, but it's runs on top of runs on top of runs, and the Yankees got shelled, and that just what was really beneficial to us. And I think you could see the Rays get shelled today. So there's just a lot to talk about here on the podcast. So before we get to the picks today, and I've got two football plays, I've got two prop bets to talk about, and one baseball play to talk about coming up today. We want to tell you about the offer going tonight for BetMGM. This is what we tell you about every day, right? For new users for BetMGM, we want you to use the promo code JUICE100. You bet $1 on the Bucks or the Bears to win tonight, Thursday Night Football. If either team scores a touchdown, you win $100 in free wagers from BetMGM. Now, it's valid in New Jersey, Colorado, West Virginia, and Indiana, but you bet $1 on the Bucks or the Bears to win. Either team wins, you will win $100 if either team scores a touchdown. Whether they win or not, if they score a touchdown in that game, you will win $100 from BetMGM. Again, New Jersey, Colorado, West Virginia, and Indiana. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. And if you do have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Quick update on where we are with the live stream for our goal to get to 1,000 subscribers for the Betting Pros YouTube channel. I am very happy. I am very proud to announce that we've gotten over the 700 threshold. So we are now at 710 subscribers at the time of taping. That's bleeping cool. So we are down to 290 to get to 1,000 by the end of the month. So we are counting down. Remember, if you are entered into the Clyde Edwards-Helaire Autographed Chief Helmet Contest, if you've already entered, make sure you're listening. Make sure, rather, you're subscribed to both. You do the review on Apple Podcast or Stitcher, and you go to bettingpros.com/juice, put that picture in. You also want to be subscribed to the YouTube channel, because if you are, you will win an additional $50 gift card to Pristine Auctions if you are actually on both, right? So it's beneficial, right? So if you're entered into the contest to win the Clyde Edwards-Helaire, soon-to-be Rookie of the Year, autographed helmet, well, Why not jump on here and do both and get a $50 gift card from Pristine Auctions for being on both the YouTube channel for Betting Pros and the Daily Juice, telling us what you think about the Daily Juice and being a part of that. So, look, this has been a lot of fun. You guys are doing some really cool work. The live stream every Sunday morning, we're kicking it. We're doing really good work. A lot of you guys are getting involved with the prop bets and everything else happening on the live stream. We are at 260 reviews on Apple Podcasts, which is awesome. I wanted to get 100. We blew through that. I wanted to get 200. We blew through that. So now I'm after 300. So if you've not done that, if you've not entered into the giveaway, coming up on Halloween, we're giving away a Clyde Edwards-Helaire autographed helmet from Pristine Auctions by simply leaving a review off of Apple Podcast or Stitcher, screenshot and drop that picture on bettingpros.com/juice, and you're entered. And we'll give that away soon. So good stuff, really exciting. All right, so yesterday on the podcast, I gave you Florida in the first half -3.5 against Mississippi State. All right, I still like that play. I knew that play was in advance, so I wasn't totally wrong. I just thought I was, the wrong day, but I wasn't totally crazy when I was saying, go ahead and take that because that line might move. And I still think that that line might wind up moving and hasn't moved yet. It's still 3.5 for the first half, and it's 6.5 for the game for the Gators at Texas A&M. But I think as we approach kickoff, I think it probably goes to 7. And maybe higher. So I'm sticking with it. Still like it. Florida, first half, -3.5. We will add a bunch of college football plays, clearly, right? We're going to add a bunch of first half plays as well. As soon as the Alabama-Ole Miss first half line gets put up, we are going to bet the Alabama first half line. I just can't bet it yet here in Vegas. It's not up yet. So we will bet that. It probably will be 12. It might be 13.5. As long as it's under 14, I'll be taking the Alabama Crimson Tide in the first half on the road at Ole Miss. Yes, the weather may be a factor. I don't care. It's Alabama against Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin is the coach of Ole Miss. Alabama is going to destroy, and I mean destroy, Ole Miss coming up this weekend because of how angry Nick Saban and the rivalry that's there. But that's not a play today. That's just a pointer where I'm going to be later on. But Florida first half -3.5. One unit on that game is a play. We gave it to you yesterday. That play is good. All right, so for Thursday night football, here's the thing. I told you yesterday I'm going to maintain it and I'm going to stay with it. If Mike Evans plays, -3.5 Tampa, that's the bet. I know it's a lot to say one wide receiver changes a lot, but I think Miller's going to play. I think Scooter's going to play. He played through an injury last week. I think he'll play this week. It could be a big week for Gronkowski with O.J. Howard out now, but this is a pros versus Joes run, and I was talking to a couple of sports book friends of mine, and right now, the big pros versus Joes games so far in primetime, the Joes, the public, they're 4-0. So by coming up here and saying, you know, fade the public and, you know, don't go with the masses, in primetime, everyone's taking Tom Brady. But here we go with our classic reverse line movement. Get ready to hear that. It's reverse line movement. The bets are coming in on Tampa, but the line's moving. Why? Oh, no. We don't know why, okay? There is no such thing as sharp money. There's no such thing as respected money. It's liability. It's what the bookmakers want to do, and they're all following the offshores. And when the offshores go ahead and move a number, then they all move the number together, and no one wants to be alone. It's this big group of people never wanting to be more than a half a point apart, and everyone gets all nervous, and oh no, that place, that moved. Okay, we got to adjust our line. But why? But they're adjusting their line, so we have to adjust our line, but we don't have any money on it. Who cares? Adjust it. That's what happens, okay? So, like, as you hear so many people breaking down line movements and breaking down what's happening in the book, and oh, here we go. So the sharp money, late line movement on this. You don't know why they're moving it, all right? That's the joke. That's the inside joke. That's what all the guys behind the counter are laughing at, all the media people making these comments right before kickoff, trying to sound smart, right? They're laughing at us on this side of the counter. Reverse line movement. Well, 65% of the money is coming in here on Tampa, but the line's going against them. Why? Oh, because those professional players are I don't mean to be a dick. I'm sorry. It's just one of those things, man. It just really is. It's just one of those things that you just kind of shake your head at. So I bet what you want to bet, okay? Don't
don't, who cares? The public wins. We do, okay? The public wins. Pros win. What do you think is going to happen? And here is what I think is going to happen. Mike Evans plays, Tampa wins, Tampa covers. Now you might go, why? Here's why. Tampa's defense, not their offense. If you're going to ask Nick Foles to throw the ball a ton, I'm just not scared of Allen Robinson. I'm not. Tampa right now is second in the NFL in rush yards given up at 257. Only the Steelers have given up less. 2.7 yards per carry. Three rushing touchdowns on the year. The longest run they've given up so far this season is 14 yards. Okay? You aren't going to do much with on the ground against this team. Now, the Bears' defense is really good and really good against the pass. Okay? Really good. And you want to talk about yards given up, and you know they're among the best in yards given up. Right now, the best in the NFL yards given up are the Colts at 637 yards given up, and the Bears come in a little bit down further with 921 yards through the air given up. The Bucs have given up some numbers and given up some plays here. They're at 991, 7.9 yards per pass completion. But Nick Foles was really bad last week throwing the football against Indianapolis' defense, which is okay, but I think Tampa's defense actually is better than Indianapolis's. This is prime time. This is a short week, and Tampa's definitely banged up. So the Sharps, the pros, whatever, they love to bet against the banged up team traveling on the road on Thursday night. This is just kind of a system play for a lot of people, but I don't like the Bears. I just don't like the Bears. And look, I may be on the wrong side of it here, but if Mike Evans plays, I haven't bet this yet, okay? Just to let you know, here at the time of taping, it is a pick with an asterisk, okay? It's a pick. Mike Evans tests the ankle. Mike Evans plays, bet it. So wait to see right before kickoff if Mike Evans is playing in this game, bet Tampa -3.5. If we get to tomorrow and Mike Evans is ruled out, if we get tomorrow, meaning Thursday, because this is Wednesday night when I tape this, sorry. So when we get to game time today, if Mike Evans is out, no play. Okay? No play. FYI, no play. Whether Mike Evans plays or not doesn't impact my bets on the props. Two bets, two props, both half unit plays. I am going under 264.5 yards passing for Tom Brady at a half a unit. Why? Just told you about the passing stats here for that Giants defense. And I think this is a game in which, if you look at the injuries, I don't think Brady's going to throw the ball a ton. In fact, if Mike Evans doesn't play, I like this prop even more for Tom Brady. But I think Tom Brady's going to have a difficult time throwing the football here. I don't think points are going to get scored a whole lot. I don't hate a play on the under in this game. I'm just not comfortable right now betting unders in the NFL. 44.5, the number's ticking up. 44 is a really low number. Okay, in the NFL, in today's NFL, 44 is, remember, oh, I guess I didn't say this on the podcast. On my radio show, I talked about this. The average score and the average total in the NFL every week has increased by 1 point, over 1 point, every week. We're now at 50, over 50 is the average total for the NFL right now. That's crazy. So the books are just adjusting and they're going up, and this is one of the lowest numbers of the week right now. 44.5 as of right now. It's tied with the Eagles and the Steelers for the low number on the week. And we've got a bunch of games off the board, obviously, right? Because of COVID-19. But right now, for the games that are on the board, 44.5 is the low. So it's hard to play the under here. It just feels like an under game. Yet all these games coming with the over. So I'm going to skip on the total. If Mike Evans plays -3.5, we're taking under 264.5 yards passing for Tom Brady. I think it's going to be a tough game for him throwing the football. They're going to blitz the holy heck out of him, trying to make him uncomfortable at Soldier Field on the road. And the other prop is under David Montgomery, 49.5 yards rushing. Why? Well, just told you why. That rush defense for the Buccaneers is legitimate. You're not going to run, and Montgomery is so light. I just don't think you're going to run in this Tampa defense, and you're going to have to throw, and I think the Bears know that. I think the Bears are going to have to try to throw the football vertically against this Bucs defense, and, well, frankly, the Bucs defense is pretty good against the pass, too. So, you know, they're good throwing the ball. They're good defending the pass. So I think this is going to be a tough game offensively for both teams, But I like the Tom Brady under 264.5 passing stats. I like it even more if Evans doesn't play. And I like the under David Montgomery, 49.5 yards rushing, both those at a half a unit. And I know unders in these props are so tough to do right now, but again, it's just what I think about this game. I think it's going to be kind of an ugly offensive game. You may get points from the defense, pick sixes and whatnot. We know Brady's capable of doing that, so that might drive the score up or not. But Evans plays -3.5, under Brady passing 264.5, and under David Montgomery 49.5, both those for a half of unit, okay? So the other play is what I told you about yesterday, and I'm sticking with the total for Houston and Tulane. So Houston finally gets to play. After all the COVID problems, they finally get to play a game. The number we gave out last night was 59. It's ticked up to 59.5 right now at the time of taping, so hopefully you took it at 59. Tulane's going to run the ball all over Houston, and Houston's going to run and throw the ball all over Tulane. Just what's going to happen. It's going to be a video game back and forth. If you like offense, you're going to love this game on Thursday night. Houston, have they tackled? Have they practiced? We don't know. Tulane, I believe this is their fourth game for Tulane, so they are way more prepared for this game. They're way more comfortable in this game, so I like the over 59. And I'm going back to the Yankees and the Rays, and it's hit three straight games in a row, and until it doesn't hit, we're just going to keep on betting it at a half a unit until it doesn't hit. Again, if you want to blindly bet all games tonight, all games in Major League Baseball, if you want to go ahead and bet the overs, I don't hate it. And, I mean, maybe if you want to get really kind of crazy, you just, like, parlay all of them together. Maybe you go 4-0. I don't know. I don't like parlaying. I'm not telling you to parlay, but there's different ways of playing this. I mean, overs, again, went 3-1. You know, the overs went 3-1. So it's an interesting situation for sure right now when it comes to the amount of offense we're seeing with home runs flying all over the ballpark. But the total is 9.5, and I'm going to go ahead and -105. Let's go ahead and take, you know, Rays, Yanks, 9.5, over, -105 for a half a unit, and just expect more offense. I do think the Yankees win, by the way. I mean, I think it's going to be a I do think it's going to be an opportunity here for some offense, and I do think the Rays are going to be forced to a game 5 between the Yankees and the Rays. So, Thursday night football, if Evans plays, Tampa -3.5. Brady under 264.5 yards passing for half a unit. David Montgomery under 49.5 yards rushing at a half a unit. Houston over 59 for one unit. And for a half a unit, the Yankees and the Rays over 9.5 runs for tonight in baseball. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. I know what day it is. I got my brain right. I got some sleep. We're good to go. And we're back tomorrow morning for a Friday edition of the Daily Juice Podcast, presented by BetMGM off of bettingpros.com.